Hello, friends. Welcome to Godfident Next Generation. My name's Greta, and today I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Sophie, who's 20, and she's super into farms and the agriculture stuff there, and also she's super into makeup and all things beauty and glorious things like that. My friend Kate here is into dancing, and she's such a beautiful dancer. I love watching her dance. And then she's also going to school in this next fall. Mm-hmm. Right? Awesome. Okay, so kind of starting off this episode today, I have a random question for you guys. Are you ready? It's super weird. All right, super weird. If you had a choice your whole life, either your hair on your body would be cheese or it would be broccoli, what would you choose and why? So like when you sweat too, that's like what comes out.
That's a hard choice.
I know.
So probably, honestly, I'm going to say broccoli because here's why. Cheese is kind of smelly sometimes.
This is true.
And I don't know what kind of cheese is going to be sweating out.
It can be whatever. Whatever.
Right. But cheese only smells good for so long. I just can't see this going well for a long-term experience. But broccoli, I'm like, well, it's green. Got some good color variety, I guess.
You know,
it's healthy. If I ever get hungry, I have a nice snack.
Oh, gosh. Exactly.
It's kind of weird to eat your own hair, but you never know. might start soon. Who knows? So, yeah, maybe broccoli.
Yeah, I'd also have to agree with broccoli. Oh, I'm man. Like, I'm just going to say it's lactose indifferent because I'm sensitive to lactose, but I'm not like,
well, you'd get
I
over
can't
that real
have,
quick.
So it's just like, and I don't like the smell of melted cheese. It makes me ill. So broccoli, yeah. And again, like the healthy snack idea.
Exactly,
like,
you know,
it's not something weird. You don't smell too bad.
Fair. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Mine would be cheese, but it would be feta cheese.
Okay,
so it's like the crumbly, like everywhere I go, it's just like crumbles.
You're just flaking off?
I'm just flaking off. But I'm not going to be like string cheese, you know? I feel like that's worse. I'm not going to be sticky.
Right, it's true.
I'm just going to like, so if you ever need some feta.
It's like, you're going to be like at Olive Garden where they're
literally,
like, tell me when to
tell
stop.
Tell me when to stop. I'll just keep spinning in a circle.
Yikes.
Anyway.
Oh, it's so funny. Anyways, oh, I was full. Today, we're talking about natural and spiritual gifts. That was a random question for you guys, just for funsies. So, we have some verses we want to share with you guys. So if you want to grab your Bibles, we're going to start with those. So, Sophie, do you want to start with your verse?
Sure. So, I'm reading Romans 12 3-8. So, pretty much this is kind of an overview of the different types of spiritual gifts that there are. This is only some of them, so yeah. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies may have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly.
Mm. Wow.
That's really good. Mine is 1 Corinthians 12, 4-6. It's more of just a general thing about spiritual gifts. If you want to learn more, again, like Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, and then the verses Greta are going to share are great places to start. But mine are, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work.
Mm. That's so good. Mine are going to be Ephesians 2:10, which says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do good things that He planned for us long ago." And then also 1 Peter 4:10, which says, "God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another." So let's go get it. Okay, so kind of talking about like your verse, Sophie, and how it just says, like, don't consider yourself, like, better than mm-hmm. other people, like just because you have been given a gift that the Lord gave you compared to somebody else. So kind of talking about that, like how do you, like in your gifts, like maybe we should talk about how do you know that a gift is from the Lord, and how do you know that you're just naturally good at something?
Well, so I definitely think the difference between like natural talents, I guess would be called, versus like the spiritual gifts is, I feel like natural gifts are something really anybody can have, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So like being a good musician or being a great artist or whatever, mm-hmm. I think those are more considered the natural gifts of something that is an ability that you can grow and learn and become mm-hmm. good at over time, or you start out good with. Mm-hmm. Versus I feel like spiritual gifts is something that once someone becomes a Christian, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit kind of gives to you mm-hmm. as a way to help help you and others to pursue the kingdom of God, I guess, in mm-hmm. a sense. And so, for example, like the ones that they talk about in this verse is prophecy, faith, kindness, encouraging, giving. These kind of spiritual gifts are definitely more of a almost a personality trait, a little bit, if that makes sense. Yeah. So something that God has given you that you can show to others mm-hmm. and rather than, I guess, do in a sense, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a gift that's like intended for use.
Right.
Intended for you to use it, but not just like for yourself.
Right.
You know, I feel like what kind of talking about like your natural like talents and abilities that like you're saying anybody can have, like mm-hmm. most of the time, like what's their drive? Like probably like money and fame mm-hmm. and for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe for their grandma, who knows? But like I feel like with the spiritual aspect, the Lord gives us those gifts for his purposes, mm-hmm. you know, and for his glory. Because as a Christian, we're called to follow him, not ourselves, right? Not those passions and desires, but to discern what the Lord has given us and how we can productively use those for his glory. What about you, Kate?
Yeah, I'd say, again, like the more natural gifts are just gifts that everyone can have, and then spiritual gifts are more gifts given, like once you become a Christian. I would also add that spiritual gifts are not only for to give glory to God, but also to build up the church as mm. well. So both some people might have a gift of sharing the gospel, and so they'll be more on the front lines of sharing the gospel, though, as Matthew 28 says, like, we're all called to share the gospel. Some people are just more naturally, through the Spirit, gifted mm. at sharing the word, or some people are great at administration, so they're more behind the scenes and making sure everything's organized, and that is a very vital part, even if you are not on the front lines, because the front lines do not function if there isn't someone in the back with strategy, sure. though God is always in the back with like the emergency strategies in place for mm. our mistakes. But
I love it. So how can you decipher if you have a spiritual gift from the Lord, and or you can share if you do, but how can you like help somebody else maybe who's watching that doesn't know if they do or not?
I think for spiritual gifts, I think it's very important you go and talk to other people, mm-hmm. Generally in the church, who can give you guidance on more of a, I guess, definition of the different types of spiritual gifts, what they really are, and yeah. kind of what they see in you, and what you are naturally inclined to. Generally, sometimes is more leaning into what your spiritual gift is. Not all the time, but a lot of the time, because it's what you're naturally pulled to, I guess, in a sense, mm-hmm. on service side. For me, my spiritual gift is like discernment. So I'm very good at saying, okay, that's not from God versus this is from God. Mm. And so, I really enjoy the spiritual gift because, sometimes it's great and sometimes it can be a hindrance because it makes me a little more judgmental sometimes towards people. And I really have to balance that a lot.
Yeah.
But I do think it's definitely an amazing gift that I can, help other people as well. Be like, hey, I don't know if you've noticed this, but this doesn't seem right. Something about this is weird. Mm. Maybe we should relook at this again. So things like that. Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. What about you, Kate?
Yeah, so spiritual gifts, in addition to like going to people, I know there's a lot of like spiritual gifts tests, surveys online somewhere, though those can be a bit iffy depending on the source. And then like going to the Word, also like praying and asking God to reveal it, because he's given it to you and he has a purpose and plan for you to use that gift. Otherwise, you would not have it. I have a friend who had like two main spiritual gifts, and then their third one kept switching because for either probably, and she thinks it was because God had a purpose for that gift in her life at a time, whereas later on it changed. But I don't know, that could just be her story. For me personally, one of the gifts I've been given is exhortation, which is both encouraging people and building up the body verbally as well as challenging people. So it's kind of like the truth and love in words. So the Apostle Paul is a great example of like when he would challenge the church through the epistles. Ephesians 3 is a great example of just his encouragement and challenge. So
that's so cool. I love that. I honestly relate to both of y'all, but mainly like Sophie. I have that one as well, like the discernment, which when you said like you can be considered more like judgmental and stuff, I was like, that resonated with me. You know, I wasn't even thinking that like correlated like with like your gifts, you know what I'm saying? So that's really cool. Like, give me kind of like some like peace in my heart of like, no, actually, like you're not like condemning others. You're convicting them in the spirit, in the word of like, hey, I see where you're going in this path. Like, I'm not coming at you saying like, hey, I don't want you to do that because I'm going to miss out. Right. You're saying it because you realize like, hey, something's not right in my spirit, in this like sense of I see the direction you're going, or right, that person you're hanging out with is like, it's really bringing you like down a bad path.
Right. And it's definitely the difference between like, I'm not telling you you're a bad person. What I'm saying is what's happening around you, or because of some actions, things are not going where you want them to, and they're going to lead down a bad path, and that's more of what it leads to, I guess.
And I love that. I think it's also cool, like, I almost feel like discernment and, like, wisdom can be cultivated together, though. And even if you don't have necessarily the gift of discernment, like, the Lord can give you that discernment.
For sure.
And I think all of these gifts, like, the Lord can give you, you know, as you seek him. But I think we're all given, like, a certain gift, you know, when we're when we first start believing the Lord, and then like, I think the others can be cultivated and like received too. Do you have something to say?
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying. I know there's a verse somewhere, but I think I know it's, I'm pretty sure it's one of the epistles Paul wrote, but it basically says that everyone should strive to have every gift, but that again, like we were saying, that some people will just be naturally given something and others other things as well. But like, we're to strive for every gift. And again, prayer, great way, read your Bible, just spend time with God. And again, like even learning from people, cause like, well, I don't have discernment. Like both of you apparently do. And then like, I'm a lot of several people I know have the gift of discernment. And so from them, I've been kind of able to learn discernment, as well as just, again, discernment is a great one because it's pretty much just know your Bible in some sense, but yeah.
I love that. Do you want to read your verse one more time?
Sure. So the verse again was Romans 12, 3 through 8. So it just says, because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith that God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you the leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly.
I love that. Because all of those things, like, you can practice. You know what I'm saying? Like, being kind to other people or encouraging other people. You know, like, we have everything we need for life and godliness in the Word, in the Lord. And so, like, him as our teacher, just he's like our good shepherd, you know, he can teach us how to do those things and how, like, I think that's how, like, the Lord, like, says that we're set apart and, like, that is how we're different from the world. And how can y'all, or how do y'all remain humble in those things that the Lord's given you, in those gifts and talents and abilities? Like, how have you given them up to the Lord or surrendered them to the Lord, and just not had like pride, you know, in that? Because it's talking about in that verse saying like to not consider yourself better mm-hmm. than all these other people, and like if you have these gifts to do them, you know, but how do you not be like, hey, you know, I really see the way you're like, I don't think that's good for you because I've heard from this person that that person said this about you. And that was like, you know,
right.
How do you not get down that trail? Yeah.
Right. And I think it's mm-hmm. so easy because there are so many gifts or spiritual gifts that are mm-hmm. given to others that you may not have yet or haven't received or whatever. Mm-hmm. For example, like the gift of tongues or yeah. like prophecy mm-hmm. is seen such as like a higher up, I guess, gift, if that makes sense. And so a lot of people value that one. And so it's so easy to not only be prideful if you have it, but also be jealous of others who, if you don't have it. Mm. And so it's a big thing of saying, okay, but my gift is important too, and what I have is important. And why did God give this to me? And how can I use this to further the kingdom of God and either reaching out to others or helping the current environment that you're in?
Mm. And I love that, like, in the verse it talks about, like, there's different parts of your body, like the different mm-hmm. members that all have a function and purpose. Mm-hmm. Like that's us in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Like you may be a toe, but that toe still needs like, mm-hmm. you know, your whole right. foot needs mm-hmm. all of those toes to like stand and balance mm-hmm. properly. And you need your hand. You need both mm-hmm. your hands and all your fingers. You know what I'm saying? So I love that, mm-hmm. like to do it and to do it well.
Mm-hmm. Do everything as if you're doing it for the Lord, not for man.
For sure.
That's kind of a big one for me. For me, when it comes to just surrendering my gifts and my talents, is even the natural talents, for me, it's just like God has also given me those. Like, while they might not be spiritual gifts, they're also like gifts that God has given. Mm. Every good gift comes from God. And so for me, just figuring out a way to glorify God in that. Because one of my favorite verses is Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. And just remembering that, like, I'm here to rest and cultivate a relationship with God and also to bring glory to Him. Mm. And just in everything I do, whether that's dance, whether that's singing, whether that's praying, whether that's speaking, whether that's doing art, whether that's schoolwork, whether that's washing the dishes, just doing it all for God's glory. And I don't do it perfectly, but just keeping eternity in mind with that. Mm,
that's good. So what are some, like, maybe we were talking about spiritual gifts, mm-hmm. but what are some like natural gifts you've been given too?
So I am a very crafty person. I grew up being taught how to sew, you know, do painting, art. My family was a very musical family. Mm. So we did a lot of theater. And then I grew up doing band and choir and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm always grateful to God that He gave me the ability to enjoy and listen to music in a different way than some other people might be able to. And so through that, I love worship, and I used to be a part of a worship team, and that was a fun experience. And so, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, for me, dance is definitely one of them. And then drawing and sketching. I'm also a very creative person, but even planning and scheduling and mm-hmm. just making plans and stuff like that is very much a natural gift that God has given me, just of mm-hmm. like I can figure things out or like connecting dots and that kind of thing. So logic, I guess.
Super cool.
But yeah.
For me, kind of like similar, like on both sides, very creative, like that's mm-hmm. like creativity, like growing up, but also like very logical. Mm-hmm. And so like I'm good with like making decisions, but then also I'm good with like being creative, and I love painting. Oh my gosh, I love painting so much. It's so therapeutic. And those like adult coloring books, I know that doesn't count, but like
it counts. It counts.
It's really nice. And then also I play the harp and mm-hmm. I sing, and then yeah, I love writing too, mm-hmm. like creative writing. I don't like when you have to have like all the things like this has to be this many stanzas mm-hmm. and this has to be, oh my gosh, can I not just like write a beautiful story where he ends up with her and she ends up with him, you know what I'm
yes.
saying? I don't know, but yeah, so writing mm-hmm. and music and all that for me too, so. Mm-hmm. Just shows like your gifts may look differently than other people's, but it doesn't mean that you're any less valuable mm-hmm. because you are made in the image of God. All of us are made in the image of God. And that means that your value isn't in what you do. It isn't in your hobbies or your talents or your abilities, but your identity and your value all come from whose image you've been made in, and that's in the image of God. And that's where everything stems from. And friend, no matter what you do, if you mess up, if you fail, you know, we were talking about planning on the last episode. If you mess up your schedule, the Lord doesn't love you any less. You know, his love for you is consistent and constant because his character doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he'll be the same tomorrow and the next day after that and the next day forever. So have that encouragement in your heart that nothing you do or don't do changes your value or identity or how much you're loved. Because if no one's told you today, I love you, and so does Jesus. And so my next question for you guys is kind of just how do you use your gifts to glorify God?
So for me, it's a great question. So right now I am in currently a college student, and so meeting a lot of different types of people all the time in college is a very different experience, I feel like, because I grew up in public school up till sixth grade, and then I was homeschooled.
Oh, nice.
And contrary to popular belief, it's not as sheltered as it seems for most people. But when I started going to college, it was more of a public experience again. And so it was a big change, and I'd be like, okay, I need to remember that not everyone grew up the same as I did. And so I need to take that to heart and remember that with my gift of discernment, I need to remember that not everyone came with the same background.
Yeah.
And so when I approach things, or if I have something to say to somebody about with my gift of discernment, I need to remember that they didn't come from the same place, so they may not have the same mindset that I do.
Yeah.
And so it's a big adjustment of how I word things to sound nicer to people and stuff like that, even though what I'm saying may not seem like it from the outside.
Yeah, they may not just like understand fully of what you're saying. But that's cool, I like that.
Yeah, kind of for me, for one of the practical ones is dance for me, and it's kind of one of the ways I worship God is just through free dancing and let the Spirit fill me, and just moving and praising God in that with exhortation. I love making cards for people. I love just giving people an encouraging word. I love just praying over people and just ministering to them in that, even though I know not everyone's love language is words, just to me to be able to at least let them know, hey, I care in some way, is really a great gift that God has given me that I want to give.
Yeah, it's so, like, both of y'all have such beautiful hearts. I just love it. I love it so much. Y'all have, like, just a heart for other people, too. And, like, Sophie's talking about how you're considering the way other people may see what you're saying and how you can word like what you're saying in a kinder way or just in a way that will help them understand. Like the Lord did that. That's what he did with parables for us and like his disciples. I love that. That literally is like a heart after the Lord. That's awesome. And then you're talking about like being selfless and like encouraging other people. Like that's your spiritual gift and also your natural gift, which I love that. Like, that is like, I can imagine like the Lord smiling down, like just being like, look at Kate. I just love her. So that, I just love you guys. That's awesome. What would be an encouragement for our friends? Like just one last thing you would just tell them and how they can be encouraged really and how they can know their gifts.
I think a big thing is don't be nervous just because right now in the time that you're in, your natural gifts or your spiritual gifts may not align with what you're doing currently. That's totally okay. God has his own time and his own purpose for you and his own timing. And so even though it may not look like it lines up right now, it probably does to somebody else around you, or it might be for a future moment, and that's totally fine. So don't ever stress out about the fact that you think that you don't belong in the moment that you're in.
That's good.
I think to me, Jeremiah 29:11 comes to mind of God saying, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord's plans for a to prosper you and plans for a hope and a future. Just that whatever you're going through, whatever problems you're facing, or whatever things you're celebrating, that God is there in that moment and that he has a plan. And if you're alive, which hopefully you will be when you watch this, is just that there is a plan God has for you. And if you're alive and breathing, he still has that plan, and nothing on this earth, not even the devil himself, can stop his plans from coming true.
Woo, that's so fiery. I love it. I love it so much. God is good. God is good to us. He's good at being God, so you don't have to be.
Amen.
He is sovereign, and we're not.
Hallelujah.
That's just kind of a little nugget for you today. That Sophie was mentioning timing. Like, the Lord has your timing, your lifespan in his hands, and they're in good hands. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and he loves and cherishes you. So we have a few resources for you. If you just want to dive a little deeper and know a little bit more about what we do or about what we were talking about today, you can go to godfident.org, and there's further resources for you there. But does any of y'all want to pray?
Sure, I'll lead out with prayer.
Sure.
Dear God, thank you so much for this day. So thank you so much for having this opportunity for us to gather and learn more about you and learn more about others' walks of life. Lord, that I pray that you can bring clarity to our lives as to what your purpose is and our spiritual giftings or even our natural gifts that we may not know or understand fully yet. Lord, that you would bring purpose and clarity to our lives. And I pray that everyone's day would go smoothly for the rest of the day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks, guys, for joining us today. I guess we'll see you when we see you. Bye.
Coming up on the next episode.
My main thing is that I want to make a difference. And in whoever I come in contact with, whoever I meet, I want to almost like put a pebble in their shoe of like, who is God, you know, and kind of like thinking about how you come across to people, like what you were talking about, almost like my glimpse of my social media, but like in me, like my personhood, you know, how am I leaving my mark with people? And is that going to be something they're going to have to recover from? Or is it something that they're going to be enlightened and encouraged by, you know? And ultimately, for me as well, it's to bring glory to God in all that I do. And also recognize there's purpose in the mundane. Mm-hmm. And how dare I call something insignificant that God calls significant that he's mm-hmm. going to use. So I think also just always being someone that tries to see the good in my everyday situation, in my everyday life. And what I've learned from that is that God is the good in that. Mm-hmm. And in our hearts, that's the good in us. Mm-hmm. He is that light that cannot be hidden.